St. Elizabeth of Hungary is patroness of the Third Order, patroness of charity and compassion for the poor and the sick and the suffering and the lepers. And she lived this all her life, and she only lived a short life. She died at the age of 24. She was born in 1207, just shortly before the Franciscan Order began in 1209. And even at an early age of 3 years old, she was married off or betrothed or engaged to the wealthy landowner of Thuringia, which was near Hungary. She was the daughter of the King of Hungary, but she was set aside to be married at the age of 3 years old. And so she was brought up in the castle of Wartburg in Thuringia, to be married to Louis when they grew up, and they were both about the same age, and they grew up together, and they loved each other as brother and sister. And she learned her love for the poor at a very early age. She, even as a little child, she used to love to give things to the poor. And then when she grew up, she visited them, and she visited the sick and even the lepers, and took care of them. And then when she was married at the age of 18, she continued her charity to the poor with the permission of her husband. Her husband gave her free rein to show her charity to the poor. And so she even built a hospital right next to her castle, so that she could go morning and evening every day to visit the sick and the poor, and even to take care of them and to carry them in her arms and nurse those who were the worst in the worst condition. She would do this kind of charity, and she did this all of her life, says her spiritual director. And she one time was walking with things for the poor in her arms, and she came across her husband, who was seemingly blocking her way, and asked her what she had in her cloak, and she opened it up, and she had fragrant roses there. And her husband saw that she was off on her mission of charity, and God was blessing it through this miracle. And she also was in taking care of the poor, taking care of the lepers. She took one of the most ill lepers and put him in the marriage bed, the royal bed, when her husband was away. And her husband came back all of a sudden and was informed that this leper was put in his royal bed. And he went to the bed and threw open the covers and saw an image of Jesus crucified. After that, he approved of his wife's charitable endeavors even more, and even said he would even thank her for treating the poor in this way. So she continued to practice her charity through the rest of her life, but her husband died at an early age, and on his way to the Crusades in the Holy Land, he died in Italy. And after that, she had to undergo the cross of the persecution from her in-laws, who didn't like her, didn't think that her practices of charity were dignified and appropriate for royal behavior. So they kicked her out of her own castle with her four children that she had, even a child of 2 months of age. She couldn't even find a place to stay because the people were afraid of the new governors of the land. But she did finally find a place to stay. A man allowed her to stay in a little stable for his animals. And obviously she saw this as a sign of God's favor. And she was overjoyed that she would be in the same situation as the Holy Family. And at midnight she heard the bells of the local friary church, which she had actually built. And she went to the friary and begged the friars to ring the bells and sing the Te Deum for her because of this special favor that God had bestowed on her to image the Holy Family. And this situation. So for a while she was in this poverty and destitution with her children. She earned her way with spinning garments and selling them with her two maids that were with her. And so she was learning poverty and loving this poverty and image of Jesus and Mary. And then soon after, she was reinstated in the castle of Wartburg. So she went back there and she was even offered the hand of marriage to the emperor, Frederick II, which she declined because she wanted to live a life of poverty and taking care of the poor. So she settled her children to be brought up as and educated as princes, as they were. And she went off with her two maids and lived near the Franciscan convent, near her spiritual director in Marburg. She wanted to be away from her environment of wealth and riches and favor. And there in the little house that she lived in, she built a hospital there as well and took care and continued to take care of the poor and the sick and the suffering. And again, she died in 1237, the age of 24. And we see an example of true compassion and love for the poor. And she must have heard this gospel passage of those who will come to the judgment seat, and our Lord will examine us if we have taken care of the poor and practiced those corporal acts of mercy, and to exercise that compassion and all the aspects of compassion, which mean to, as our Lady did, she went in haste to care for those who were in need, in haste, and one of the characteristics of compassion is to go in haste and to seek out those who are suffering, those who are in need, to look for them, not like the divas and the parable, our Lord, Divas and Lazarus. He didn't even know that Lazarus was at his gate suffering and the dogs licking his wounds. But we should seek out in haste those who are in need. We should be thoughtful of them. We should come to them and give them our full attention, as St. Elizabeth did. She gave them her full attention, even caring for them herself. And you can imagine what kind of compassion it is for those who are distracted and don't give their full attention to those in need. They certainly are not appreciated. And to be thoughtful of those in need, to think of their needs, to think of them, those who are even embarrassed to tell what their needs are. We need to think of their needs before they ask, and to not to be judgmental. Judgmentalness is a killer of charity. Makes us think that they put themselves in the situation that they're in and that they deserve it perhaps, and that certainly is going to prevent us from reaching out to help them. So let us put these aspects of charity into our own life in following the example of St. Elizabeth and the principles our Lord presents to us in this gospel.
Miserere, 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 miserere.